sure that my breasts are healthy?
So I will generally tell, let me, for you, for example, every month, once a month, approximately 10 days after your menstrual cycle, if you are not menstruating for some or other reason, maybe you've got a Mirena in or you're on the injection or something like that, then choose a day every month.
Okay.
Put an alarm on your phone so that you know that's your day for your breast examination. Mm. And then when you're in the shower, take your palm or flat hand and rub in all four quadrants of your breast, gently, okay. like you're patting something down, essentially.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a pinching exercise, but okay. it's a rubbing exercise. Mm. And you're going to feel for any lumps or any changes from the previous month. So the biggest thing there is, get comfortable with your boobs.
Yes, important, very important.
Yes, and involve your partner. It can be, it can get very interesting.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, it is the month of love, so might as well.
For sure. Feel all the way up from your breast. So just remember that between your breast and your armpit, there is a little bit of a breast tissue there. We call that the tail of spin. So rub your hand in that area. Just feel for any lumps in that area. And then, again, take your palm or your fingertips and feel for any lumps in the axilla or the armpit. Mm. And if you're feeling any lumps and you are you are still in the menstrual, you are premenopausal, essentially, then you are allowed to wait a month to see if those lumps disappear.
Okay,
they can, because lumps can shrink and disappear. Mm. Those are often benign things or cystic lesions. If the lump is persistent, it's there or it grows, then you should probably get it checked out. Because just on clinical examination, it's impossible to tell the difference between a benign one or a malignant one. Mm. And you should probably get additional, your healthcare provider will take a further look, and he may organize additional investigations like an ultrasound, which will help us delineate a little bit more if it's a cyst or a hard lump. A cyst is a fluid collection versus something solid. Mm. And then if it is something solid, then they can do a biopsy. If they think it's something that it's that is worrisome, they might put a needle in it so that you can know for sure.
Mm.
And they might not, but it depends on what they see on
the
imaging.
On the taste itself.
Yeah. If you are postmenopausal, any new lump, any new occurrence must be investigated immediately. So it's not normal for you to develop new things after menopause. Your breast tissue starts to involute, meaning it starts to, the glandular tissue starts to be replaced by fatty tissue, and so therefore you shouldn't actually get any lumps.
Hmm. Okay.
Also, if you have any specific risk factors that puts you at a higher risk of developing breast cancer or any other particular cancer, like for example, if you are a BRCA mutation carrier, like Angelina Jolie, I don't know if you guys know her story, then obviously, it's also, you should rather not wait that entire month. You should just go and have it checked out from the right from the get-go.
Hmm. Listen, we are definitely taking notes and making sure that we do that for, and stand in the gap rather, for our family as well, because at the end of the day, it's all about making sure that we are all healthy. But listen, we want you to be part of all this conversation and more. All you have to do is send in your WhatsApps on our WhatsApp line on 061-862-1065. Now, unfortunately, time is of the essence, but I have to ask, we cannot deny that, we cannot deny the fear that comes with the possibility of having cancer. So as we gear up for World Cancer Day on the 4th of February, what conversations do you feel we need to be having in order to break the stigma of cancer, particularly breast cancer, and the need for access to early treatment?
I think the biggest thing here is that you should remember that early detection, a smaller tumor is far easier to treat. Number one, you have way more options in terms of treatment, and it has a much better prognosis.
Okay.
The biggest thing that I think women have an issue with is that they are afraid that they will lose their breasts. And losing their breasts, they will lose their femininity.
Sure.
But I beg women to think about it in another way. Think of your life in comparison to your breast. Breasts can be built in different ways, or they, I mean, if it's about the outlook, where there's the Ditto project and things like that, where they create external prosthesis, etc. There are plastic surgery options where we can try and reconstruct the breast with various different things like the silicone prosthesis or your own tissue, etc. But ultimately, it has to start somewhere. You have to take that first step. We cannot, unfortunately, take that first step for you. And there are so many options there. Just look for help.
Definitely. And speaking about looking for help, where do we find you on social media? And what are your parting words as we get to the 4th of February?
My parting words is ignorance is not bliss. Definitely not. I think early detection saves lives. So go for your screening if you are eligible. And do your breast self-examination at home. Don't be afraid of your breasts. They're beautiful. You can find us at Upfall State Hussein and Associates, and that's where I am. Look me up anytime.
Definitely. And then the 4th of February, what can we expect?
Only great things. Bigger and better 2023. I hope we can help a whole lot more people.
Thank you so much, Doc. It was absolutely a pleasure. Like we say, this is not the last time we have this conversation. If it is up to us, we must have it every single month so that we can make sure that every single person is healthy and, most importantly, cancer-free. But, of course, this is not our last conversation. I wish you nothing but the best, and I cannot wait to have you again joining us right here on Everyday People.
Thank you so much.